on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The SRC at UKZN has warned a student uprising over the accommodation crisis is looming across all tertiary institutions in the country. The student leaders are urging universities and the government to act now to find lasting solutions to avoid feast must fall type protests. SRC General Secretary Tshepo Tsotetsi says more and more students are finding themselves living in off-campus accommodation, some of which are not accredited by NSFAS. They say this exposes them to various problems. He believes financial exclusion from NSFAS is at the core of the issue.
What is happening currently is that our students are subjected to some endowments which are not good, and only to find that they are being accredited by the NSFAS. And some are busy being exposed to some endowments which is not even student friendly, are being safe and all those things. And also, we're also worried that some of those accommodation, their landlords are busy going around and doing things like that to our students and threatening them, and some of the accommodation were recurring deposit from our students. Yet we know very well that NSFAS hasn't paid anything to those accommodation.
Higher Education Minister Nobuhle Ngabane visited UKZN Westville campus today to monitor the overall preparedness for the 2025 academic year. She says she's tasked NSFAS and universities with dealing with the student accommodation crisis before it gets out of hand.
I'm receiving a number of complaints around the environment itself for both learning and living. There are safety issues, other students are being raped, and there's GBV, and now they also exchange accommodation for sex and stuff. USAF is busy engaging with NSFAS as well as the department, because I gave them that responsibility to see how best then do we transfer that responsibility to universities.
The death toll from the heavy rains in KZN has risen to 6. COGTA MEC Tulasizo Buthelezi gave an update earlier this afternoon.
A young child was swept away while trying to cross the river. Well, we want to express our condolences to the families, but also to call upon all citizens of KwaZulu-Natal to be vigilant.
Last night's downpours have flooded homes and roads, damaged property and caused power outages. Buthelezi says he signed a memorandum of understanding with several NGOs and private partners to improve response efforts. He says government alone cannot deal with the disasters. Well, Botswana is also mopping up after torrential rains. Flooding has been reported in several areas in the neighbouring country, including in Gaborone. That government has set up a national emergency operations centre to respond to the disaster. Schools have also been closed until Monday. And back home, more than 16,000 firearms and ammunition have been destroyed in Vanderbijl Park in Gauteng. It's the SAPS's second destruction in its financial year. Deputy National Police Commissioner Tebello Musikidi says they're also targeting illegal mining operations.
Our Valumkoti operations will continue because we know that there are firearms that are playing a role in the illegal mining space. We will come and collect them.
Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 31, Richards Bay 30.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. A big start needed for the Proteas tomorrow in the Champions Trophy when they face Afghanistan. Man City's focus needs to be on qualifying for the Champions League next season, according to former goalkeeper David James. And Andy Burkett and Christy McKenzie claim victories on stage one at the Duzi Canoe Marathon.